This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. An Israeli soldier has been freed from Hamas captivity in the Gaza Strip during the military's ground operation. The military said she was kidnapped on October 7th, the date of the Hamas attack on Israel. She has undergone medical checks and is doing well. It did not give details on the circumstances of her release. Earlier on Monday, Hamas released a video showing three Israeli hostages. And while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the video as a cruel psychological propaganda, some family members of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza said on Monday it made them hopeful.
It feels good to know that some of them are okay. I can't say what this video means, but to see that there's a chance that our beloved people are alive, it does feel good.
The Israeli army continues to push into Gaza. They released video today of Israeli tanks and bulldozers inside Gaza City. The first U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets from the Netherlands are on their way to Ukraine. That announcement coming from the Dutch prime minister during a conference with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
I expect the Patriot missiles to be delivered shortly to aid Ukraine in the upcoming winter. And the same speed applies to the F-16s. The first ones will be shipped to the training center in Romania within the next 2 weeks.
Denmark, Norway, and Belgium also sending the jets.